This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Eric Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, "Oh man, we gotta figure this out."
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. You hear the promo every Monday at 7:15-ish. DJ, brought to you by Community American Credit Union, member-owned, open to all. Community American Credit Union, invested in you. All right, DJ, you're on the clock. You got the 9th overall pick. Who do you take as the general manager for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, man. That's why they get, you get 3 or 4 months to really hone that in and have a lot of input. It's a lot of work that goes into the NFL draft and seeing how do you make your team more complete. We don't have a crazy amount of holes, but the obvious one is, you know, you got to get a running back, maybe a couple offensive linemen. Got to go on the defense side of the ball as well. You always want to add hopefully another pass rusher. What we do on our defensive backs and how we move people around, you got to add somebody there. But with the 9th pick, man, oh man, I'm going to be swimming. The good thing about this year, I'll be in front of the TV because we'll be getting somebody that's pretty freaking good.
Yeah, that is the good thing. Having a top 10 pick makes it all better with the way that the season ended. But what does a season like this do for a player? Like, these guys are going to go back, they have their exit interviews, and then what? Like, how does a player respond to this type of season?
Yeah, unfortunately, I know a little bit about this.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's a time to reset. Football is a hard sport, regardless, winning or losing. And when you have a season like this, a challenging season, it just makes it harder. Don't get me wrong, the guys are the fellas are definitely disappointed about the season, but there will be some relaxed time for the next month or so before they start training again, believe it or not. Usually, well, right after the Super Bowl, everybody will start training back again. So it'll pull around here pretty soon. But it's a good time to reset. Football takes a lot out of your body. It takes a lot out of your mind. Your body gets a chance to heal up. I mean, your car crashes every play. So it's just to play at a high level and have 17 games, really the last, 10 years, they've been over 10 years, they've been having more than 17 games. So, man, my hat's off to the team. Not the year we wanted, but we're not like some other organizations that you say, man, wow, we just, we don't know what we're going to do. We'll be in the thick of it every year. Reckon people stay healthy. Pat's a big reason for that. The big storyline, honestly, before that NFL draft stuff, we got to figure out if a man is, if he's going to retire or not. That's what we're kind of crossing our fingers, seeing if he's going to come back.
What side of the fence are you on that? Do you want to see him come back? Because obviously you don't like to see guys go out in a 6-11 season with a starting quarterback, but also you watch guys play. You played with guys that hell you got to that age. What do you think happens?
Yeah. I want him to go one more year, but this is something that you got to take time and you got to take a break. I know he's getting married this off season and whatnot, but, I want to see him come back. I'm just like the fans. I'm selfishly I'm like, man, I just want to see him out there, take one more stab at it. But if he does retire, he's done a hell of a job. He's a Hall of Famer, first ballot. He's got 3 Super Bowls. I mean, 13 Pro Bowls, or 11 Pro Bowls or whatnot. He's done well. So I can't gripe about it if he hangs up the cleats.
What was it like for you to come to that decision? Was it more made for you, or did you actually have an opportunity to make that decision for yourself?
Yeah, it's hard because you play football your whole life. And, it's a good life. It's a dream that you had since a little kid, and you don't want to let it go regardless of if you say, man, you made a lot of money and you did this and, made some, shook some hands and made a bunch of relationships. It's easy to call it quits. It's not. And it's even harder when I say, someone who's won 3 Super Bowls, sometimes you can try to chase that ring as long as possible, as long as your body can. He has 3 of them. So this decision might be a little easier for him, but it's all hard. It's all hard. Football is a part of your life. Football's got a lot of components about life on how to get knocked down, getting back up, handling adversity, working with others. I'm sure he's built some relationships that's going to last forever. But we'll be listening to the radio, listen to the TV. We'll be tuned in to see what our man Travis does.
DJ, you talk about the draft process and how it's long. You went in the year of the linebacker in 2005, 36 linebackers taken, the most of any position in that draft. What's that like when a team comes in? Because I'm sure you get a lot of interviews, and then that one team comes in, you're kind of like, I like what they had to say. And, only 2 guys ahead of you that go, which I'm sure you respect both, which is DeMarcus Ware and Sean Merriman. Those are the only 2 linebackers went ahead of you. One of them is a Hall of Famer, and then you go 15th overall to the Kansas City Chiefs. What was that meeting like? What was that sort of picture they tried to paint for you in that sort of, pre-draft room?
Yeah, it's a busy process. I enjoyed it going to the different teams and seeing what they had to say. It's a lot of stuff goes into the NFL draft, and you really don't have any control over where you get picked. So you just want to go to a situation where you can have a chance to prolong your career and not be in and out, be into a great situation, have a chemistry there. And Dave Vermeil drafted me in 2005, and he kind of told me that he didn't think that I kind of fell in the draft, believe it or not, even though it was first round to the 15th pick. He didn't think that you know, they needed help on the defense side of the ball. He said, I don't think, you know, that you'll be able to, we'll be able to draft you, but, you know, if that comes to play, just know at 15 pick, we are definitely going to pick you up. And I was thinking the same thing, like, I don't know, coach, you know, because a lot of people have been telling me, you know, it's, you know, you go from 8-9 or 15th was the last pick that I will go to. But when we got to the draft, I started seeing people get taken, DeMarcus Ware, Sean Merriman, Thomas Davis.
Yeah, Thomas Davis right before you.
Yeah, yep. There you go. But then 15th pick, man, Carl Peterson and Dickford Mill called me up, said, hey, yeah, you want to come to the Midwest? And I was like, heck yeah, get me off the clock right now.
There you go. Love that story, man. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, that is good. I mean, and you know, it worked out well for you, right? Like, people always wonder, man, I should have been drafted higher. But you get drafted 15, you get drafted into this situation, and you're still a voice in Kansas City, you know, 20 years later or whatever it's been. You know, it's been a while, and it became a home for you.
Yeah, I tell that story a lot. And I tell that story to rookies coming out into the NFL trying to make their dreams come true. That's a great, great point. You never know where you're gonna get drafted. It's really not about what number you get drafted to. It's what you do when you get there, after you get drafted. Because I've been around second, third, seventh round picks, rookie free agent guys that make a living for themselves in the NFL after they get there. It's all about, you know, after you get picked up. Obviously, I was a first round pick, so I was more fortunate than the other picks at times. But it's all about once you get there, man, you can make a good living in the National Football League, and dreams come true in April for these college guys.
Do you think more guys that are drafted fail in the NFL because of them or because of the situations that they're drafted into?
Ooh, man, that's a good question. I couldn't pinpoint it on. On one or the other. It's got to be a little bit of both. There's two things. You got to have the right mindset. You got to hit the playbook hard. They drafted you for a reason, because you are a talented individual, but you have to maximize and optimize your opportunities by the mental part of the game. We all in the NFL, nobody's, you know, other than Tyreek Hill or maybe a couple guys, nobody else is crazy faster or crazy stronger. Everybody else, it's a lot of parity when it comes to the physicalness in the NFL. The difference is the mental aspect of the game, being able to clear your mind so you can play free and fast and show your ability more often. That's the secret sauce. And once you can, once that light clicks on for you, man, some good things happen. Then you got to be in a good situation, good scheme of defense, good scheme of offense. All that stuff comes to play. This is a team game, so you can't just go out there and say, hey, I'm good. You know, things are going to happen. You got to be in the right situation.
DJ, we appreciate all the time this year. You know, God bless you and your family and everything this offseason. We'll do it again next year, I assume, and then enjoy the draft and everything else that continues to move forward in your life and your family's in 2026, brother.
Man, I really, really appreciate y'all. Thank y'all, man.
Absolutely. Thanks, DJ.
Thank you. That is Derek Johnson, brought to you by Community America Credit Union, member-owned, open-to-all Community America Credit Union, invested in you.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Kenny Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
There's a meme out there of the Ravens team plane going to Cancun. And it's got the goalpost set up in Cancun, and it goes wide right.
That's great.
I will retweet that, yes.
Well, we could start there. Last night, I mean, it was an incredible, incredible game. Cinema, these NFC North games, they always come down to the wire. Steelers, Ravens, yet again, it was a win and get-in situation. And, well, we'll let Mike Tirico tell you what happened.
And Harbaugh is telling Likely how special that play was to set up this moment for the rookie out of Arizona. The Ravens, of course, had Justin Tucker for so long. The most accurate kicker in the history of the league. Rodgers can't believe what he has just witnessed. It might be the end for him. but they went around the country and spoke to a lot of the kickers who were coming out, and they decided Tyler Loop was made of the right stuff for moments like this. He now has a chance to win the division for the Ravens. The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Loop from 44. Snap good. Holding. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
Yeah, I think it's a really great call by Mike Tirico, first of all. I think that needs to be said. That was a great setup. I mean,
yeah.
As good a setup as you can get,
yeah.
And then the guy misses the kick. One word is electrifying. That's the way the NFL wanted their regular season to end, and they got it.
Yeah, my one word is closure. I think that's, I mean, why not, right? You say electrifying. Yeah. You remember how the season started. You just saw how the season ended. It involved the Ravens, coincidentally.
One in between their 270 other games, you know?
Crazy. But yeah, just it's wild, man. That's entertaining, electric, NFL, on brand, the shield, that's why.
And of course, it's coming out today that one of the guys on defense for the Steelers may have jumped over the center,
oh,
which
course,
is illegal,
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, hey, course. Make the kick,
did they
man.
Call
you gotta make
it?
The kick.
They didn't.
No,
okay.
No.
Then it didn't happen. Yeah. If I had, you know, I'd be an ant.
You know how it is. If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
Well, that's exactly right. Thank you, Mike. Yeah.
And there he is after the win. We'll continue on. The Chiefs did not get a win. The regular season did not end the way that we wanted it to. Well, I guess now everything that we know, maybe it did. The Chiefs get the 9th overall pick, and they do lose to the Raiders. Really, the big story for the Chiefs now is Travis Kelce done? This was him in the locker room, and his timeline to make that decision if he's going to play next year.
First things first, I just love this team. Guys like Chris Jones over here pointing at me from across the room. I love that guy.
Chris Jones!
I'm proud of the way we finished this, even though, you know, it ended the way it did. Guys still showed up, gave it their all, and that's all you can ask for, man. And I got so much love for this team, this organization, and the people here. So I'll spend some time with them and go through exit meetings tomorrow and get close to the family and figure things out. Either it hits me quick or I got to take some time. I think last year it was a little bit easier. I think I knew right away I wanted to kind of give this one a shot. So I don't know. We'll see.
We can do one word on that, but first, this was Chris Jones on what he thinks about Travis Kelce and his future as a Kansas City Chief or as a retired player.
I'm not buying it. He'll be back next year.
Bane?
I'm not buying it.
Oh.
Is that a promise?
I can't promise you anything about another man, but I don't know. This year was a tricky year for us. I got faith, my dog coming back.
Mm. Chris Jones also didn't know they were eliminated from the playoffs. So
sound like Bane. I know his hands were in his mouth.
Yeah, like I don't really care what Chris Jones has to say on the subject, to be honest with you, because it's, and as he said, I'm not making this decision for another man. But I will say the one word that I will use is whatever. And that's not being flippant. That's being whatever Travis wants to do. If he wants to walk away, I'm good with that. If he wants to come back for another year, I'm good with that as well. But I've made my peace. I believe it's going to be, you know, his last game. We were at the game on Christmas night, and you can kind of get that sense a little bit from the player introductions. I was told by sources that Ed was handing out friendship bracelets outside the suites and whatnot for everybody to get.
You didn't
obviously
get one?
Taylor was there. I did not. Obviously, aww. Taylor was there in the, you know, the whole family was there on Christmas night to see what could potentially be his last game. So, I mean, I think it lines up that he is going to leave, but if he wants to come back, fine. Come back, man. Let's go.
I'll give you 2 1 words for each one, and then I want to give you some breaking news. One word for Travis, vague, as it should be.
Yeah.
He doesn't know anybody anything yet. It's right after the season ended. 2 for Chris Jones, denial. That's the problem. And I know that's harsh, but, dude, it's over. Like, that era
yeah,
is
that
done.
Era is done. Yeah.
It's done. You and Pinnell, you and Frank Clark, you and that, that's done,
and
man.
They
it's
need
time
to let
to
that
move.
Go. Yeah.
Move on. Here's your breaking news. Falcons are hiring a new president of football.
It is not Matt Ryan, is it?
Which many expect to be former Atlanta quarterback Matt Ryan.
Hey!
And now, somebody's hiring Troy Aikman to be like, what experience do these guys have to run an organization?
Same as Tom Brady?
Which is none.
Well, how
did that go?
I'll answer your question with a question. What would be the experience needed? Because the experience is not running an organization, because that's not what happens, right? You have to start somewhere. So what is the experience? What's the resume you want?
I want somebody that understands what this workload is going to be, how to evaluate talent, how to sit in meeting rooms, how to evaluate film, how to be a scout.
I've got three out of four so far from Matt Ryan or Troy Aikman. You named one thing, work ethic. Which is scouting players? These guys know what they're doing.
They don't want to do any of that, though. You've got to be diligent. You've got to sit there. You've got to put in the hours.
Well, maybe they
got to grind this one.
Maybe they miss the game so much that they want to be a part of it. It's like, I knew I wasn't going to be an athlete, but how am I going to be able to stay around sports the rest of my life, get involved with
what Troy Aikman and Matt Ryan are doing right now, probably a lot more lucrative than going and running an organization too.
Yeah, I mean,
they're already doing the most lucrative thing they could be doing, man.
Yeah.
They're on TV. So that's I don't think this is about money. I think this is about loving the game. I think it's great hire.
Yeah, I would tell all these teams to stay away from that. I would tell all these players to stay away from that.
You don't like the nerds either, and you don't like the former players.
It's not about the former players. It's like we're just giving these guys an opportunity because what has Matt Ryan done to prove that he can run an organization?
Well, I mean, what do coaches do that they have proven that they all of a sudden, like, what did Liam Cohen do to prove that he could be a winning?
Had a good offense and got promoted. You know, I don't mind the promotion thing. I don't mind if you take an assistant GM that, you know, helped turn around the Panthers or something like that and make him the GM.
Matt Ryan is the greatest quarterback in Atlanta Falcons history. Maybe he has some sort of take on how you can get a quarterback to change that franchise.
Yeah, but they weren't all that great with him down there. I mean, they won a Super Bowl, won an MVP. Yeah, but that's, I mean, I would have expected a lot more out of Matt Ryan, quite honestly. I think they underachieved down there. I just think it's a bad look. I think these players think that they have an idea what they're going to do. I mean, what did Tom Brady do in Vegas? They were 2-15 or whatever it was.
Yeah, one season. I'll give you that. But I would also say Troy Aikman is literally in these meeting rooms. He's talking to these players. He's talking to these GMs. Maybe not Matt Ryan. I don't know about that and his job. But Troy Aikman, being a color commentator, that's what you do. Every week, you're talking to these guys. You're having conversations with them.
And Troy's given it time. So yeah, maybe he's learned along the way. Whereas Matt Ryan, where it could benefit him, he's kind of in that. He's not long from the game.
But I mean, everybody got mad when they hired Jeff Saturday to be a head coach.
Yes.
Well, right?
Because that was weird.
So is this. There's no difference to me. This was
like mid-season with Jeff Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, this is still hiring a former player that has no experience doing that job or even assisting in that job. It was one thing if Matt Ryan was working in the scouting department or was an assistant GM or was in there and was getting the lay of the land and learning what needed to be done. I mean, everybody ripped Jeff Saturday and thought that was a stupid hire. I love that hire. And I thought it was a good opportunity. Give the guy a chance. Let's see what he can do. Now Matt Ryan's going to be like, oh, it's a great hire because Matt Ryan looks good in a suit and Jeff Saturday had a couple of pounds on him.
This gives me a little bit
of... Call it what it is.
This gives me a little bit of the vibes of what Stanford did with Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Like, they brought him in to be a general manager. What does Andrew Luck have to know about anything in college?
I think it's different in college because I think in college you need that face guy to go out there and kiss ass from the alums to write checks. You don't need the players in college. You need the money. And I think that's what the GM is more in charge of in college. At least that's where I would be focused on, going out and getting the money so then we can go get the players. And guys will write checks because they want to hang out with Andrew Luck.
You got another one word for us?
One word on the college football playoff so far.
Mid.
Yeah. I mean, we had one good game.
To me, it's fun to see Alabama get their ass kicked.
That was fun.
That was fun to watch, especially Cignetti and like his mannerisms on the sideline.
That guy's a beast.
It's awesome to watch Ole Miss do what they're doing. But outside of that, I mean, every game sucked.
Yeah, they really have. They've been awful.
I mean, the Ole Miss game, I mean, I thought the Texas Tech-Oregon game was going to be awesome. That game was terrible.
Terrible.
But everyone's like, you don't like defense and you don't like good. I'm like, there was like four turnovers for both teams.
Yeah, it wasn't a good game.
I wasn't watching that game going, wow.
I didn't hate it, but I wasn't on the edge of my seat.
It wasn't Texas Tech and Oregon. I know they both have good defenses, but when I hear Texas Tech and Oregon, I think we're going to get I mean, the line was 54.5.
Yep.
It was like 3-0.
Final score 23-3 or whatever it was.
Yeah, Oregon, Indiana is the championship.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll get that on Friday night.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it Thursday and Friday?
Yep. Thursday Ole Miss and then
We got Thursday and Friday. Yeah. I mean,
well, it's obvious. You know why?
I know why. But like this is the, and I know we're getting to college football at 8 o'clock, and I'll just save it for 8 o'clock. But I mean, this has gone on way too long.
Mm-hmm.
Is it longer than the NBA finals or playoffs?
Yeah, nothing's longer than that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But at least the NBA is not spending every 2 minutes trying to dodge something the NFL is doing. The college football spends more time trying to dodge what the NFL is doing than just playing their damn game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Dip. Dive, duck, dodge, and dive. I ruined that, but it's okay. Coming up next, Mac wants answers. We give them to him here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.